this has been a very strange process. As you said, we knew that Bud Black was supposed to be in as of last week, middle of last week. As it turned out, the offer that he received was for 1 year and $1.6 million, which, for those who aren't really familiar with contracts for managers, to put it in perspective, Don Mattingly was hired last week by the Marlins, the notoriously cheap Marlins, and their owner, Jeffrey Loria, for 4 years and $10 million. And they have a similar amount of experience, but Bud Black actually has more managerial experience, albeit with less playoff appearances, mostly due to the fact that he had a worse team in San Diego than Mattingly did in LA. But comparatively, when you're hiring a veteran manager, when a bunch of rookie managers had three-year deals just a couple years ago, the Brad Ausmuses of the world, to offer a one-year contract, Black thought it was insulting. They went back and forth, never got more than a two-year offer, and basically just said, no, this is insane.
So, Noah, how is the Nationals ownership team perceived in all this?
Not great. I mean, this has been something that's sort of been talked about for a long time. There's been issues with them interfering in the baseball operations side of things. Barry Svrluga wrote about that in his book, that Mike Rizzo, when he was pulling off the Doug Fister trade, that ownership stepped in and wanted to nix it because they liked one of the prospects in the trade, and he threatened to quit over the whole thing. I mean, this is not the first time, but it's especially jarring when last offseason they went out and spent $210 million for Max Scherzer, a pitcher they arguably didn't need for an already great rotation, and they're not willing to spend $5 or $10 million on a quality manager, which is clearly their most pressing need this offseason.
Now, Dusty Baker isn't exactly a bad choice to be the new manager. Tell us more about him.
Well, Dusty's he's sort of a dinosaur. I mean, he's managed three different teams over 20 years. He's had a good winning percentage, but that's largely a result of the fact that he's been given really talented teams, as he will, again, here in Washington. He had the best player on the planet in Barry Bonds for basically the prime of his career in San Francisco. He had a really good Reds team, Joey Votto, in the prime of his career. Ken Griffey Jr. was still there when he got there. And he had a Cubs team in between where he had Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood and Sammy Sosa still in the prime. I mean, he's had excellent teams that have performed pretty well when he's been there, but not won a World Series and not done particularly well in the postseason.
Is the team fortunate to have him, or maybe not so much?
Well, they're fortunate to have anyone, given the way that this has played out.
Oh,
I mean, this is from an optics standpoint, is so bad for the organization that they would basically, you know, pick the guy they wanted and then just not even be willing to pay him a standard market rate. That they're getting Dusty Baker says something about sort of how this all played out. I mean, this is a guy who's been out of the game for a couple of years, a guy, like I said, who hasn't won a World Series. He is a safe choice in a lot of ways, but probably not a real inspired one.